It's time now for Campus Connection. I have a school board member, and I have Superintendent Erica Klutpainter joining me now in the studio. Let me turn on your mics and make sure they work. Can you say hello? Hello,
Sarah Holmgren.
Hello there. I don't know if it's on. Is it on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Hi.
Let me turn up your, maybe that'll turn up a little volume.
It's fine with
help.
Me. I actually like not to hear myself on the thing.
Sarah, you're the president still,
yes?
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, president of the school board. Well, school is coming up.
It is.
The teachers are back next week, next Monday. Staff?
So 2 weeks? 2 weeks for
administrators are back.
And principals and office staff come back next week, although people have been...
I see their cars out there.
...around a lot already, but yeah. So teachers and secretaries are back on Monday the 15th, and then teacher in-service starts on the 22nd. And then students come on the 29th.
Okay, so,
and then we go.
Yes. So anything that you want to share with people right now, just going into the new school year? I know tonight at the meeting, which is at 7, you'll be giving an update. You kind of work over the summer, but you also take some time off?
I do. Yep. I was able to take a few weeks off this summer, late June, early July this summer, which seemed to work out pretty well. Kind of went through some meetings and different things in June and then took some time and then came back and came right back to more meetings and kind of gearing up for the next year. So, yeah, it's been a good summer. It's a busy place in the summer. I don't think I ever really quite understood that before as a principal, but lots of things going on with facilities, lots of things going on at the state level. I think it's kind of an opportunity where superintendents and even Department of Ed folks and all of that, you know, they kind of, all the day-to-day, weekly things kind of slow down a little bit at that time, and so you actually can kind of get through all the stacks of things on your desk that maybe get pushed aside during the school year. So it's great. Lots of teleconferences and things about new regulations and what's coming up next, and of course ongoing interesting legislative updates, which are not necessarily
not the happiest subject right now.
Anyway. Yeah, exactly.
Since the radio station is right across from the schools in the school district. Mm-hmm. We're able to see maintenance going on pretty much all summer long. There's people working outdoors and at the different schools. And
Absolutely.
Something that we're going to hear tonight at the meeting is about SIP projects, right? The capital improvement projects and kind of what the priorities are for the school district.
Yes, and the ranking of that.
The boilers seem to be the biggest priority.
Quite the conversation.
And middle school and the high school.
Yes, and actually the most recent one that we had from our capital improvement list that the board approved last year is still on its way. So it's coming, and we're all prepped for it, but it's been an interesting process getting it here. So it will actually be coming in on the 16th of August, and then, I mean, it's not a huge process once all the prep work is done, but it'll be coming in, so that's exciting. And the last project for that went really well, and we've seen a lot of efficiencies from that. A lot of the different efficiencies that are coming with the LED installation with lights and all those kinds of things, which will be fun, I think, for people who are around tonight for the tour to just come around and see.
Yeah, that's what I do want to make a plug for if anybody's interested. Mm-hmm. After a lot of the work that was done in the spring and then the summer is seeing some of the things when kids aren't around so that it's easier to get through some of the facilities. You don't want to necessarily interrupt a class or it's after school and teachers are still helping students, that this might be a good opportunity for not only the board but anybody in the community that just wants to see where some of the money's been spent, you know, and how, you know, the benefits it is for both students as well as the community, whoever's, you know, using the facilities. So
yeah,
I encourage people to come and see what we've been up to.
Yeah, absolutely. And they do really do an incredible job during the summer. It's pretty amazing to watch them, and I'm sure you have seen some of them literally running back and forth with lawnmowers and equipment, and you know, they are busy.
There's that rock garden too in
That's
front of
right.
the school. I just posted that story on our website because I interviewed Eric Hoff, who's with the maintenance department.
Yes.
And it's quite the project. I mean,
it
changes the whole look of the grade school. And he was explaining it's not only functional for helping with the drainage, mm-hmm. but also just aesthetically different. And
yeah,
I've seen kids walking in it.
They do like it. And sitting, I mean, it's been an interesting process. He has a background in landscaping. I haven't heard the interview yet on there, but yeah, he has a background in that. And I was trying to see the vision when he was explaining it, because we were talking about, I mean, it's been, as the principal there for years, that area right in front of that school with the drainage and the way that the building sits, yeah, it was never able, we could never plant anything that would grow there. It drains really strangely. It's just the way it is, you know, muskeg and building up that lawn space or whatever. But yeah, he had a vision.
It was dirt and rocks when I was a kid,
yeah.
And it was always a massive puddle. So I exactly. think it'll be, anything's better. And I think their idea was, oh, well, let's turn it into grass and see if that'll improve the situation. And years ago, and yeah. you know, it's finding the right thing, and that's yeah. where the playground was.
Yeah, exactly. So it's, so there's still some grass, because that was my
right.
concern. I didn't want it all to go, you know, I said, well, there is some good grass on here. And they said, oh, yes, there is. We want to keep, you know, mm-hmm. the grass that isn't turned into moss and all that sort of thing, and just keep it, because, you know, there isn't a lot of grass, real grass, in Petersburg. So, yeah, so it was kind of a nice vision, and I have had a lot of people that are out there, and he wanted it to be more of a kind of a calming place. He has a whole thing about it being kind of a Zen garden, and maybe even have people out there with their rakes and, you know, kids even helping with that. I don't know. It's, yeah, so we'll see how it goes. It's, it turned out, it's nice. Yeah, yeah. Looks nice.
Let's see. So, okay. Also happening tonight. Well, there's a lot. So there's two open seats on the board for the mm-hmm. school board. And one is Mara Latomsky's seat. And I haven't checked in with her to see if she's running again. If she,
she's been on vacation, so I'm hoping she is. and Sandra as well. Both of them were appointed this year to take vacancies. And so they are required to go up for election the following October, no matter, you know, what, if they had been appointed last November, they would have had to go up in October. So we're hoping both of them, Sandra's had very little interaction on the board just because we don't have board meetings in July. So I think tonight will be her first official board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been quite helpful on the policy committee. And I think bringing in a new view from having been in school districts and had children in other school districts, larger districts. So it'll be nice to have, hopefully she's willing to stay and keep on.
Yeah, they've both been great.
Mm-hmm. And what do you like about being on the school board? You've been, how long has it been for you, Sarah?
2009, so 7 years, 7.5. I was appointed mid...
We think it's great. Yeah. I'm just saying that.
I have my moments of, why am I doing... It does take up a lot of time. There's a lot of personal time that is spent, not only just in the board meetings, but additional time. But I think it's time well spent. And not only for my own selfish reasons, because I have a child in the district and another one that will be starting in another year, and then having one graduated from here, and then just having been raised most of my life here, I just think we have a, you know, sometimes you get on a board because you want to see change, but sometimes you get on a board, and that was my reasoning, was not change, but because I thought they were doing a really good job, and the person that needed to get off was for health reasons, and it was more of a, I should be helping more. And so that's kind of where I just have continued with the board, because I felt strongly about where the district has been headed for a long time, and I just want to kind of maintain that. But at the same time, I just feel like it's also where can I give back in the community, and one of those areas is the school board. It might be a different board someday, mm-hmm. but at this point, until my term's up in 2017, that's where I'll be.
I think the deadline, if anybody was interested in trying to get on the school board, the deadline to apply for that would be August 23rd.
Yeah, so it's coming up.
Yeah,
I think so. I think they have to. You have to do a petition. Is that? Or
mm-hmm.
you have to have
20 signatures of registered voters,
mm-hmm.
And then just hand it into the borough offices, and mm-hmm. then your name will be on the ballot.
That's right. If there are other people out there, so.
Is there anything that you would like the public to know going into the school year? I know we've talked about the budget issues over the summer, mm-hmm. and the fact that this school district is sitting better than others in terms of budget cuts on the state level.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked, Erica, you talked about just the conservative approach that the district has had in the past and how that's kind of helping in the fiscal situation right now?
Yes. I think I was at meetings, not this weekend, but the weekend before in Juneau, and we were able to, it's the summer superintendent meeting, and so they have people there from the Department of Ed and people there, legislative liaisons, and just a variety of different people to come talk about all kinds of things that are going on right now in education, looking at, you know, still looking at ESSA, the Every Student Succeeds Act, and the changes that are coming from that and how that's going to look, and talking about state testing possibilities, which are still being discussed because we're still working with the federal government and waiver processes and what that really might look like, so that we don't end up with a tool that doesn't do what we want it to. And ESSA does give us a little bit more flexibility there, so that's good, but they, of course, still have some requirements and regulations, so we're working with that. There's a new commissioner of education that was appointed this summer. His name's Michael Johnson. He was the superintendent, actually, in Copper River. And he, I think he's going to be excellent. I mean, I kind of knew him a little bit from before as well, and I was actually kind of surprised that he had put in, because he really... was very happy being a superintendent, really liked his district and all of that, but I think he'll be a really strong advocate for public education. He's very smart, he's very even-keeled, he's a good listener. Yeah, I think he'll be excellent, so that was really nice too. He did talk some about, you know, kind of what things are going to look like next year and down the road as far as this whole conversation about budgeting. I think the TERS-PERS issue is going to come back up again for sure, and that's going to happen, I think, not just in schools, but all, you know, the state retirement system in general. Yeah, he was pretty blunt about all of that, and really that's kind of the message that we're getting from everywhere, and that, again, that education is still that biggest piece of the health and human services, sort of the social section of the pie, if you want to call it that. And so it will be just... more conversation about it. They're talking anywhere from 25% to 30% cuts. It's just challenging. It's challenging because, you know, we certainly think that there's opportunity here. I do believe that. I think our district is poised for that. I think we have technology infrastructure in place for it. I think we can continue to refine how we are doing blended kinds of learning opportunities for kids, online and digital, and here, you know, putting their hands on welders and that sort of thing. I think we can continue to expand those opportunities because we have a good infrastructure in place, but it's going to be challenging and it's going to look different, I think, and that's hard. I mean, it is.
I mean, whether it's our district or our neighboring districts that will suffer, and we'll see it eventually, even if it doesn't impact us directly right away, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, other districts that can no longer participate in things, or you start to see other things affected where they're not learning what they need to learn, and it's going to overall affect the state overall. It's pretty scary at
times. It's a challenging thing. And then I just got something the other day too, everything that kind of is mm-hmm. interrelated, but the whole thing with the ferry system, you know, I just received something in the mail 2 days ago, email saying there's a symposium August 20th in Anchorage. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, it's like next week. It's right before school starts. How does somebody get up there for something like that? But at the same time, it's a huge issue. That's a huge issue for us. Not just for activities, but
our community.
Our community as a whole. I mean, that will severely impact our economy here. I mean, if we can't get people in and out and get goods in and out and look at our tourism and travel and all of that, that's significant. Those are all reasons why people do move here and stay. You know, there's some different opportunities there, so it's concerning.
So for this school year, on the short term, in the short term mm-hmm. view, mm-hmm. Teachers are pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple new ones, mm-hmm. but
mostly replacements. Mm-hmm, yeah. In that sense,
so we're not adding.
We added one at the elementary school this year because we did have the larger kindergarten group coming in this year, which is great. And actually looking ahead to another huge kindergarten group the following year, which is very exciting. We love that. We love those numbers, which has been great. That has been a trend here the last few years.
Yeah, because the first graders, that's a big mm-hmm. class, and so the kindergarten this year is a big class too.
It's a good, solid two you know, two-section class, and the following year is, I don't know, there's word out there that it could even be looking at maybe needing to look at three, you know, having numbers for something like that, which would be excellent. That's really exciting. So, plus just having new families in town, you know, having people move here and stay here and continuing to just grow the community that way is exciting. So, I feel good about where we are. I do worry about the future, but I also know that we have a lot of smart people here. We have a lot of smart people in our district. We have a lot of smart people in our community and on our board. And, you know, people are invested in children here. I do believe that. As a parent, I believe that too. So I think people want what's best for our kids all the way around. And this town is pretty amazing for stepping up when things need to happen that way, you know, for anything, I think. So I feel pretty strong about that, actually. So,
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, anything else that you wanted to add before we go ahead?
I met with the auditors last week for the school district, and they said it was looking great, that there were a lot of changes, both at the federal level, I believe it was, that would be making it just changes that would need to be done, not with this particular audit, but the following one. And so some of it was just getting, I think, as Karen up to speed on it, but they were very pleased with what they saw. And it also meant, I guess, with the new regulations that they would have to go look at even more deeper, would look deeper into the district's finances on, you know, for auditing. But they said this year looked great. And you know, it was a short meeting just because they were there was nothing that was scaring them. And and that's what I would expect. Karen does a great job. And but it's always nice to hear it from a third party that has nothing to do but except for to audit and make sure you're doing it right. So
absolutely.
Yeah, so it was a good report.
Yep, and that was the final word I heard on Friday, too, when I did my last interview with them. So it's, definitely huge kudos to Karen Quitzlin. She does an amazing job. Keeping everybody in line. She takes it very seriously.
The finance
which
director.
Which is good. That's right. She keeps everybody on track. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll see you at tonight's meeting.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks.